because media lazima ikuwe balanced. But sasa nyinyi kama mmekuwa mkienda hapo, I'd say like political as political analysts. So what do you think is going to happen? Do you think that we can change the average Kenyan mind to know that politics is important? So now wacha tubonge juu ya one of the things that ilifanya sami nikakujua, that's politics.
Maandamano.
Maandamano. And maandamano ilikuwa interesting because tuko na shindwa like, who's this guy who just shows up in a suit?
Yeah.
So ulienda gani kwanza? Which day did you go?
Zote. Because zote.
Ulienda ya 18th?
Yeah.
18th was the first one?
Yes.
Okay. So, but now interestingly enough, before that tubonge juu ya 18th, ulikuwa unasema that the week before you'd had the same suicidal
Friday. So there's Friday over here. It was found on a rooftop, 10th floor.
Wapi kwa?
Kwa apartment yetu.
Eh.
Yeah, I was with a noose on my neck and I remember what had happened.
You live on each floor?
Afande.
These stories are
Afande, please.
These stories are Afande, but
yeah. But
because I feel like with nini kama yo sits too risky.
No, yeah, for sure. Yes, 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 for sure. But barely home. I'm never home, so in and out, in and out. But that night I remember I even drove around and I had the noose on my neck. And nakumbuka I went to fuel because I wanted to do it on like a street tree and drive off and just
show which movie naitwa nini, because I saw that on a Japanese movie called Outrage.
I don't watch movies, by the way.
You don't watch movies?
Yeah, I'm not.
There's someone who does that, but it's not. No, they don't do that. It's the Yakuza. They murder someone that way.
Oh, okay.
So they drag him.
Home
drug. Alafu anaeka mawe kwa accelerator. So yeye amefunga shingo kwa nini? Like it's not such an iconic scene.
Yeah.
Like damn.
Right. Yeah. So nakumbuka I was feeling at a Rubis. And the attendant, so nikalipa in advance. The attendant came and he saw. And nakumbuka alishtuka. Akataka kuita wasi, I drove off. I've never driven off so fast because I was also embarrassed.
Oh, kushika noose.
So nilikuwa natembea ndio niji convinced that this is a dumb idea. I tied it kabisa and nilikuwa like, oh, maybe the pain will nini me. But it never did. I tried driving to a friend's house. I forgot where they lived. Came back and I was like, ah, man. Told my friends, listen, I don't want to do this. Because also, I'd met my friends and they told me, eh, because we had lost a friend. And they were like, cause the way I'm looking at you, you don't look okay. So these babes tell me, tell us nini. I was like, I'm struggling, but I'm doing my best. I remember I even went to a hospital, asked to see a doctor, asked to get drugs, nini to calm me down. Didn't work out. I called friends and I told them, I'm really struggling tonight, man. This is, it feels like the end and whatnot. Yeah, so by the time it was happening, I was like, ah, man, sour. It looks like it's the night. So I tied the thing, nini, but also the body was so tired by the time they're coming, because I also was smoking up on the roof. I was like, once I'm done with this thing, I just fall off. So in the process, I fell asleep on the place.
Yeah, you fall asleep easily.
Yes, e place. So I sit down and I remember I was just crying. So I lied down to cry, thinking about how beautiful life has been. And nini. I'm just reminiscing, I'm thinking. And then now I fell asleep. And so by the time I think my friends came, I was unconscious and whatnot. So that's Friday. They've now stayed in my house. It was around 8 times. Yeah, and then maandamano inatokea Tuesday, mazee.
So, nini likupatia guts za kuenda maandamano? Like, why did you feel like I need to do this? Because I'm assuming you're still not there.
I was just like, yeah, no, for sure. But I was like, one last thing for my country. And my friends also are going for it. And I was like, yeah, let me also return a favor. So, the first time I went with my friends, and most of what I was doing is I was just chilling with them and ensuring, this is safe, come, let's go this side. And then my pal, my homeboy, Macheruto, recorded the iconic tear gas video. That friended, and then I think a few photos when I talked to the press. Mi nilikuwa natafuta maandamano that day. Nilikuwa naitafuta. Apparently, and then I hear I'm trending, and then I'm like, oh yeah, fine. So I kept, but I, after that, now it felt as though something had been awakened, because we realized that, hey, we achieved something. So we did a thing, and I was like, yeah. Then I realized I'd stumbled into something much bigger at play than what I thought I'd signed up for.
Okay.
I'd also just been going for, I've always been a demonstrator. I'm a serial protester where I want things to just work. Did end femicide, demonstrated, led a lot of strikes in campus. So it wasn't a first.
Okay. And the 25th, look what happened? 25th time nilikuwa tao, that yeah. was the first time I yeah. came for the protest.
Yeah.
So sisi tulikuwa hizi sides za tulianza na Loita.
Yeah.
Then did Koinange.
Yeah.
Did hizo tu masters kids.
Eh?
And then at around 2.
Yeah.
When we heard that people had stormed
parliament. Watu wanaanza ku breach, yeah.
Wame breach parliament around 2:30.
Yeah.
Si tuka decide kutoka tao.
Kutoka kuzime imekuwa dangerous.
So it's even been one of those controversial topics where, because normally nikiona when Gaitho is criticizing Boni, he criticizes him based on that. And I'm there like, I was one of the first people to go on. Sisi, like, we're like four friends.
Yeah.
Three in their 40s, one in his 30s. We're like, fuck it, it's time to go home.
Yeah, yeah.
Na, tukaishia. So yeah. I don't feel like it's, like, I didn't feel like dying makes the cause more, you understand?
Yeah, you know, so, people talk about revolutions being built on blood until it's time for their blood. Yeah. A lot of these people who yap, never seen them on the streets. Boni has always been on the streets.
Yeah,
I met first time I met him was this recent Maandamano where he was arrested. Was that last week? Yes, last week, Thursday. That's the first time I've met Boni as an activist.
Oh, okay.
But then there was stories, there was Nini, but you see that man, that's a courageous man, bro. People are trying to spin stories about Boni, about Hussein, about Akina. And also, it's the first time I met the whole ring.
Yeah.
I met Akina Hussein, Akina Hanifa,
yeah.
And Akina Shakira as protesters.
Because
when you also, we were just at the place. Shad anachukuliwa leo, saizi. Then I walk in like 10, 15 minutes later. So, you know, there's that thing where I'm like, hey, let's not stay alone. That's so be still down there. And then people are calling us, are you safe? So I'm like, I've been told by some of my friends, wako inside ingine.
Yeah, yeah.
But I look at Boni, man, just based on what I've seen him, the amount of activism he's done, even activation during this time. What he was doing, bro, was coming from a point of selflessness.
Yeah, yeah.
You can see, yes, he's afraid as well, but he chooses courage over fear.
Yeah, that's because why he calls it team courage. Because every day you
have makarao, to... bro, walikuwa wana brutalize wamse. Walikuwa wana mhanda. Attack, like you see him shaking when he's staying. Kwa nini unavaa mask? You see a guy like Hussein, tumeka hivi, tume panic mbaya because tumezungukwa. Hey, mase Hussein anaamua kuchoma hii kitu.
Yeah.
Hussein anatoa mask ya karao. Sia karao ya oguns wanajita makarao. Bono unavaa mastua. So you see them try to beat him up. But then, the previous Tuesday, Masai had met such a courageous young man called Shujaa Kinuthia. And alikuwa, one of his, sia guy in a suit has been brutalized by cops. Juana pigwa kofi ni nini. Alikataa bishta yake ingizo kwa yo lori. So in my head, I was like, oh, so you can do that. Akanimbe, never fear. Never fear, this country belongs to us.
Yeah,
yeah. Nikaona wakijaribu kuchukua Hussein.
Because kuna ile nini, ni Wanjira, she said, when we lose our...
Fear they lose their power.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, tuliona kijaribu kuchukua Hussein hivi. The exact, amuendi, wanirusha kano, tukarudi, tukamshika, wakatukanyaga, wakavunja, hakuna pali Hussein anaenda. Because, you know, also when you leave home, you're like, yeah, we're trying to effect change, but we're like, Hussein was telling me, wali agree, nobody should get arrested. So, ukiingia on the ground, uwanikitu hawa sewa nafanya.
Yes.
With the families, the people who are there, unakaivi. So whenever I see people dragging these people,
yeah, what I'm like, shit?
I will never participate in slander, in Boni slander, in Hussein slander, Hanifa, bruh, count me out. It's a hill I'm willing to die on.
There's something that Boni said, that every time you go for a protest, you're never sure you're coming
back. Yeah.
Yes. So there's always that, like, you're never sure. Ata sisi tukiwa tao, kuzi ingia gatao.
Yeah.
Mwambe gasi, I just went on the 25th.
Eh? Yes, yes.
Na vile tulingia tutao hivi.
Yeah.
Pah! Tear gas looks very interesting on TV.
Kwa video, yes.
In real life, like that shit is loud and scary.
And you know, it explodes. Na ina, iko na moto kiasi.
Sindu watu wame lose mikono.
Yeah.
Like, cops have lost their hands and, like, it's serious.
Yes.
But then, talking of slander, there was, ile time sasa ulikuwa abducted. And ikakuwa like, ahumse, amekuwaje abducted, akatokea na his normal suit. So let's go back to that. Which date was this?
Tuesday. Tuesday we stormed parliament.
You 25th?
Yeah.
Oh, so where
Tuesday
were you?
Guys breached parliament. Nikuwa tao the whole day.
Ulishikiwa tao ama ulishikiwa home?
Outside tao. Nikisha toka tao, nimetoka kuactivate All Saints. I met a pal of mine, Jana. Was like, I'm so glad you're safe. Because I was leaving and there were people who were trailing you and they just looked off place. And I felt so validated because nikuwa like, akuna vile mini mwenda wazimu bana. Akuna vile ni imagine story. Hey, nikuwa natembea. But now when I was leaving, I left in my, I drove off.
Yeah.
So maze, I live with a friend and I'm like, oh maze, it's very tricky. Mm. Then a probox with armed people is tailing us up on Gong Road, and now we drive off. And then I say, hey maze, chukua this car. I'll give you a car, the car at some point. I wanted to go with him to the hideout, but Nelikwa too, like, no, I wouldn't want anybody to know where my safe place is. Because remember, previous week I'd been harassed by Karaus. So at plain clothes, anytime naingia hivi tao, plain clothes wana do hiyo kitu, wanaanza kurusha mawe place yenye tuko, ikaeni kama tuna vandalize.
Yes,
najua. So tunahepa nini. So I'm taking on Tuesday night, fast forward. So I give the friend the car, I'm like, wait, you take the car from here, I'll make one call, and then I nini my phone, Azima my phone. So I make the call, then I'm taken. So I was taken on Tuesday. So Tuesday night,
ulishikiwa wapi?
Around Karen area.
Yeah.
Greater Karen.
Oh.
Bogani sides.
Oh, kwa menda hizo sides.
Okay. Eh, liko nimeenda hizo sides, nipige long route, niambie umse anikamia nichukue, ani seti. So, yeah, it happens maze Tuesday night we niko to your place maze,
and then kwa kichwa
yangu, to be fair, I don't know.
Cuz najua they wrap your head.
Yes.
So you was like, what could you remember? Cuz I remember talking to Crazy Nairobi
and yeah.
Na alikuwa anasema I felt like aliwekwa kwa buff.
Hakuwa
sure.
Yeah.
Where he was. He just remembers like ilikuwa karum kadogo. Na alikuwa na feel nikaa ni buff wa macho.
Hataikuwa
inanduka mavi.
Sita kudanganya niko na scope. Haikuwa place chafu, but it was also like, it was just a karum. I don't have scope for it.
Yeah.
But the thing that worried me the most is the fact that nilikuwa like, awa se watani mada, alafu waseme, he was suicidal, so he was found. That was my biggest worry. Kwa kitu yote. So by the time as I was on an actually on after grill like nini nani.
So, which day?
Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. So you so
I come back to life on Thursday. But Wednesday, nilikuwa paranoid as hell. Because about also the way it happened, because there's a lot of social media pressure and nini and people are asking and looking. And part of my like even some of my mentors one of them described to me that they had, and I'm not sure I have freedom to disclose this, but one of them had said that they had almost figured out where I was, and that one of like security people had went and they had seen me, those kinds of things. Like I'll be very very abstract about it, because again I don't owe anyone this thing. And then part of even the list of people who are supposed to be released that had been filed with High Court that talked about that they need my name. So there was a lot of pressure from like really high places, to be fair. So suddenly, na chiliwa on Wednesday. During the day, it was like 11-ish, mid-morning, noon.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So but, at least like, they didn't stay with you for long.
Mine was just Tuesday into Wednesday. And then sami nikaingia kichaka kasema hakuna, cuz hakuna vile hiki tu imeenda, ime play out too so perfectly, cuz I remember texting chairman wa LSK nikamwambia cha lady wa LSK nikamwambia cha I've escaped, I'm safe, and then I texted my dad nikamwambia don't worry I'm safe, but I'm sikusema anything more. So I called my mentor, I'm like, please get me out, niko hapa hivi OTN sides, niko hapa kama nichukue, kanichukua nikamwambia, akaniambia mzee do hivi, your phone is bugged, funny zoma star 29 so just start what zima yo kitu izime hapa, you're not going to be online. Yeah, so after now the president speaks on Wednesday, nini looks like it's safe,
rejects the finance
then now on Thursday, now I'm mad, I'm like, no, if guys are still going to the streets, because also guys were saying don't go to the streets, it's going to be a bloodbath, because Thursday ilikuwa siku ya Occupy State House,
yes,
the first, the second time people are Occupy State House. Yeah, but mimi nikasema star sema online, nikakimbia home, nika change, because I was in like they got me some clothes za nyumbani. I got into the house, my family is like, you just got here maze baki, like if you're going to convince people you have to be boots on the ground, because me is jawai shy away from me, kasema kama tutaenda kama tutaamua ku retreat tuta retreat. So I get in there maze Casmwell, because the media had always seen me and that known me,
yes,
what I come is the thing now that became synonymous to me, right?
Yes,
it's just the media. So I do an interview and guys are like, what do you mean umsame Rudy to come hit the ground running? I was like, yeah, it's very damned if you do, damned if you don't. But I was very, I'm very clear in my head about what I want for my country, and I'm like, whatever it takes, I'll power through the noise, the bullying, the whatever. I don't care.
Oh, okay.
Yeah
and nini What power do you think the fact that recently nimekuwa nikiwaona like a lot of young minds on mainstream TV, do you think this might help us in the long run? Because I feel like this is such a breath of fresh air. The fact that right now we have people who can openly criticize the government and they are not politicians.
Yeah.
Because ile ingine ilikuwaga, you can't openly criticize. Because media lazima ikuwe balanced. But sasa nyinyi kama, mwekwa mkienda hapo, I'd say like political, as political analysts. So what do you think is going to happen? Do you think that we can change the average Kenyan mind to know that politics is important?
I firmly believe so. Na hiyo kazi civic education na happen tu Nairobi peke yake. Kwa sababu nyumbani wamejanjaruka mbaya. Watu Nairobi ndio walivotia clowns, walivotia Kidero, walivotia Songo, walivotia
Sakaja.
Watu wa Nairobi ndio wanavotingi kama mafala. Civic education ta happen tu hapa. PLO aliwaivae. Boni aliwaivae. Okay, Omtata aliwaivae. When Okay went home, si walimvotia.
PLO vied for what?
For I think MP Kamkunji.
At some point. Okay. I don't remember that.
At some point I think Aliwa Eva Kamkunji akadundishwa mbaya. So those kinds of things when you see it, even kwa sababu also I'm very big on talking to people on ground. Mimi naingianga hivi maze wasio kinisimamisha wako like kwanza even like Buddha guys around my area wako like tuambie kitu niko like hey, the reason tunafanya hii kitu ni atusemi tuliamka kugombea kiti. Of course, you know, bado people wako na hiyo kitu wana feel like if you're eloquent or if you're position, they feel like you're posturing. And I'm like, hey, maisha yangu
imekuwa what's wrong with that?
Sina shida. If there's one thing which I will not shy away from is eventually we'll get into politics. I will get into politics because I've not seen the politician I want to see. Nani atakuwa hiyo politician? People are just like, oh, you know, 200. I'm like, but you know, I've done politics in campus and I've won. So I know a thing or two about how to deal with people at a political level.
Technical university, ulikuwa?
Nilikuwa leader of Congress.
Leader of Congress.
Nilikuwa huo mzee.
How do you get the leader of Congress?
Unakuwa, so first you do a school, you become a school representative, and then now you have to lobby of the people who've won. Sasa hapo unacheza politics one ya ground elective, alafu sasa mkiwa hapa ego zimevimba, una have to convince. Because I'm like a speaker, really. You have to convince the Congress that you're worth leading them. And then the secret ballot. Hey, brother. Like, I'm going to be like, siasa. Siasa naweza piga siasa mbaya sana. And I actually will, just not now. I just don't think this is anything worth politicizing. This is not, this revolution is not part of gaining political mileage. But, hey, nakanga hivyo chini. And niko tu like, I will, because I want to be the kind of politician I've always dreamed of seeing. Like, as a legislator, nitaingia hapa nifanye hizo changes zote za nashinda nikisema, because they are very good people who just talk and they don't want to hit the ground running. So that's, I've never shied away from the idea that yes, I can be a politician, but it's not on this movement. On this movement, I'm not a Gen Z leader. I'm a leader in my own right. I would not shy away from the fact that there's some heavy leadership skills in me, and that's why I've gotten to the point where I've gotten. I did Young African Leaders Initiative, I did that big good fellowship, which was like highly competitive. But right now, whatever it is that we're doing it for the country.
Yes,
when the time to politicize comes, and it will, bro, tapiga siasa hapa hivi mtaa
mimi. Okay, once ataka kurana wapi?
It has to be Nairobi. I don't want to be on. Of course, people are like, oh, kimbia aenda ushago ufanye nini. I don't want to be those guys that is G and MP4.
Because hapa pia uzuri unajulikana.
Yes, that. Yeah, it could be Nairobi or it could be nationally. What prevents me from running nationally. And for me, it's just running. Whether I win or lose, I will try. I won't half-ass it. Like, ikifika yo time, I will do whatever it takes to ensure that, you know, part of this change that we've been clamoring for, we actually now have good systems and good people working in those systems.
Because I've been saying it, like, last week I watched Kibe, and Kibe was saying we need, Gen Z needs leaders. And I've also been saying the same. So nili notice kuna pali kuna sema leadership haihitajiki. I think reason to why tunasema juu leadership is, I felt like after the 25th, I felt like tuko tunafaa ku get our foot off the pedal for a few weeks, and then we go back.
Okay.
Nilifeel ni kama tukiendelea, ili end up ikifanya the government to try and figure it out. Mm. So now they knew this was predictable. We can hire goons on Thursday.
We're infiltrating,
destroy it. Things.
Yeah.
We can hire. But ile ingine ilikuwa, like after 25th, tungeka kidogo.
Yeah.
I don't think they'd have hired goons immediately.
Wange pata yo chance.
Eh, wange sema, atu. After by the time to get threatened next, so ilikuwa, since to reject.
Mm.
Yeah. So that's why I feel like leadership is needed.
Leadership is. And I don't think it is to be conflated with leaders. The whole, you can't have a leader or leaders for the whole movement.
Yes.
If you look at it, ikitu kuna leaders. The people who mobilize at community level, who are they? The comrades who decide, the comrades around them decide, okay, fine, we will, you give us a plan. Because it is, and that's why I've always insisted that there's a leading idea that's stronger than everybody else. What when you wanaandikanga letters, people in different parts of the country. I see what they wanaandika. Wanaandikangi, ukiandika police letter, wanaandikangi anonymously.
Yes, yes.
Wanaandikanga, it is I, nini. Umejitokeza. But that's your contribution to the movement. What one, I don't know where people got this narrative that if one person now it seems as though they're the one who are being propped, people are being propped. I'm like, imagine if 100 of us did that.
Yeah.
If 100 people just came up, bro, it is unbeatable. Fidel Castro akiraniyo kitu yake anasema, alianza hey, race na watu ngapi 85 but ana feel angeifanya na watu 15. Kama mimi nimekuwa nikifanya hizi kitu man solo, can you imagine if I had a team of 10 people who believed in this? And that's actually where it needs to go now. Find people who are around you, surround yourself with people who believe in this thing so well, because again, when we keep on doing this, we know that if you're starting a revolution, the government will counter it by infiltration. We know it, kabisa. So we can't now start crying that, oh, it's been infiltrated. We can't afford to be found unprepared. So that's why, but the advantage of the movement is in its amorphous nature. Uju utanini wapi? Kwa sababu ukishika watu Nairobi, haya, Kitengela. Watu ukishika Kitengela, Kitale, wapi, Shimala, wherever. So leaders will emerge, and they're emerging. Nakwambia kuna wasewa noma mwafi. It's just that they're not making it on the screen. And at this point, just depending, because also it's leaderless, hakuna mtu atanikazia ni anifunze how to participate in the revolution. Minta kachini ni feel, this is the direction I want to take. Even people try to tell me, oh, don't go here, don't go there, don't do this. I was like, the thing I will lend to the movement is my voice.
Okay.
Ene kasema ndachapa kote. There's someone who's has a different talent, nini education, the what not, the briefs, but kuna hiyo unajua, it's a new thing, but also people are uncertain of it, that kind of thing. So if you're a person in the movement, mana, give the movement your best contribution.
Okay.
Organize it as well, so there's still that form of organization as much you're moving away from it, because consistently people will always clamor. You clamor for change, tunakuja even kama vile wave inaleta current, inaleta samaki wengi, alafu fisherman mwenye kona ile nini ndio anazipata. So for us to understand, because also you know part of what we're trying to do is rethink the entire system so that it's not hijackable.
Yes.
But it takes a lot of organization and leadership. I don't know why tunaogopa your word.
Najua your story, because I saw someone had tweeted that we don't want leaders because they can be compromised. And then I was like, if the leaders can be compromised, then they were not great leaders. Because this is it. If someone wants to be the president of Kenya, this person is going to be controlling trillions.
Right.
So if you can be manipulated, that means hawezi control
trillions at all. Because
utaiba, unajuaje. All these presidents have stolen, so why don't I also?
Why don't I also,
So hatuwezi sema. And if the movement believes in something, then the movement should let the person who's been compromised end.
At okay.
Like, ulikuwa leader wetu,
because
we thought you stood for this.
Yeah.
Since you don't stand for this, we're Quisha.
And because also the movement can self-correct. It has to our dream, our widow. Like, anybody who fell off the movement did not affect the movement in any way. So that's actually a part which, also for safety. Because a lot of people just yap. And nobody takes care of your safety. Hakuna mtu anajali. Watu wanataka tu utoke ukiwa umeumia, for the story, for the rage bait, for the whatever. In terms of even you, for you to see the fruits. Because a lot of the things which people have been telling me is, in a fight, a dog is better than a dead lion. Yeah, like, you need to live to see the fruits of this, of this thing.
Yes.
When it comes to that time, bro, right now, I'm not going at this thing solo again. I will look for friends who are like-minded and tell them, listen, man, I trust you. I hope we all want the best for this country. I'm not safe. and I don't want to bear this burden alone anymore. So kila mtu to organize in their respective aspects, you organize in community. That's why we've been saying go to that community level, we fanya grow, wacha ku pay attention to what another person is doing, and then whatever it is that takes as we are changing the system to go to, like, yeah, ensure we are also in those places of influence.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, cuz this is a political fight.
It is.
Like I remember when the nini protest were because naendelea kabisa. I remember nikiona interview ya Nadia Mukami.
Yeah.
And cuz Nadia was in the front line.
Yeah.
I think she attended the first three protests.
Yeah, yeah.
And she'd say that this is not political, this is economic.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking that the only reason she said that was cuz she knows Kenyan street politics as this divisive thing. So you want to say this is a political fight, because people might attack you.
Yeah.
But basically this was a political fight because we're trying to change the politics of this country.
Right.
The politics of bullshit, because that's what's been happening. Imekuwa tu ni bullshit and bullshit. Unaingia pale, you steal as much money as you can, then you become nini. So maybe pia, I think around kuna hizo siku pia watu walikuwa wanasema nimelipwa, because nilisema I felt like without leadership the movement was on its deathbed. And majuzi pia nimesema I feel like Ruto has figured us out. So wanachukuaje, do you think he's figured us out?
He's figured the old Kenya out.
Yeah.
But this new Kenya, that's why it will call for everybody's bravery. Because if people are coward at it, because he's doing a campaign tour, atakuwa ameshinda. But right now, whatever is happening, bro, if you took me out today, it does nothing to the revolution. Nane nane is still going to happen.
Yeah.
If you took sijui whoever out, if you took 10, 100 people out, in fact, you're just fueling it.
Yeah.
It's gotten to the point where now it's coming and you can't figure out, nobody at this point, because the movement is still also very young, nobody can figure out what is it, where is it, it's just moving. It's a thing you can't help. As far as kawaida politics go, he's figured it out. He knows he's deployed police, wako like itakuwa hivi, every once in a while you play guerrilla. But unakumbuka, watu bado hata wajaanza, tech bros bado wajaanza kunini.
Yeah.
Bado watu wajafanya the digital revolution. Yeah, imekuwa tu watu wanaongea saizi. Now you're sending goons to the streets. When people say we are not gonna go to the streets, you want us now to take care of this using technology. The thing will crumble. Watu wanafikiria ati, hapa kuna loss.
Yeah.
Watu wakiingia pale, wanze kucheza na government payroll, wanze kucheza na KRA, wanze kucheza na nini, it will be even messier. So it's not gotten to that point yet. So nobody has figured it out. Nobody can can claim and say that, you know, ati now we know where the thing is. That's why I'm like, even when people talk about leadership, it will be, it's a thing which you don't know how you lead, because the old guards are playing their old politics, trying to pin it on this movement, try and hire goons and do those kinds of things. But whatever this movement is, it's a thing which nobody even in the movement can explain, which is like, we know we want a better Kenya, we know we want a better country, a total overhaul of the system. And so yes, it, part of it political, part of it economical, part of it social, but it's a thing that's happening that you can't box. I mean, that's my opinion of the
nane nane. What to expect nini? Because nane nane ni next week on Thursday. Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. So to expect nini?
What would like,
what should happen on this day? Because I've heard people say we are trying to achieve
Tahrir Square.
Yes.
So
where is this square? Is it in the middle of Tao?
Again, what would I pata? That's what even people are doing on the spaces, trying to see, are people going to march to State House? Are people going to march to Uhuru Park? People going to sit in town? But also, you know, part of what we're trying to do is ensure not people don't die.
Yes.
So mean dayangalia too. And again, you know, the thing about this being leaderless, utakaivi chini kuna mtu atatoa, you follow the best idea.
Yes.
Mimi naangalianga hivi niko like, oh yeah, this looks like the best idea, so I'll follow it. And I never, mi anajuanga tu, kama kesho ni maandamano, that's all I know. I don't know where it's going to be. I'm like, yeah, utakaivi nione, oh ni pale, let's go. And we go and you activate there. But the goal is, we know that the goal is to have maybe 1 million people.
Yeah.
And if people achieve 1 million people, bro, Tahrir Square will be wherever.
Yeah,
so people are supposed to be hosted and those kinds of things. You've seen those circulars going on. I really can't speak on the expectation,
but
once we know, because we know that Tahrir Square is a blueprint, if that thing is achieved, then as a country, we can sit down and rethink the entire system. If not, which I highly doubt, I know it will happen. So I don't doubt that Nane Nane won't happen. I know it is going to happen. But if so it does not happen... If it does not happen, if it does not happen, then that's when now we want to start thinking about these things politically. But not even, if, even if it doesn't, because again, ni kitu tu inasonga. Because even if you go back into the politics of it, people have awoken, those kinds of things. People now have rethought the entire process. It's a different kind of Kenya we're dealing with.
Ni aje, huu ni Rapture Scientist hapa hivi live and director. Kabla show yendele, remember Raw 1 and Cut 3, Rapture the Scientist, Raw 1 and Cut 3, sahi iko live, pale hivi, iko nini.live, ingia pale ni only 500 shillings.
Na hizi nini, majuzi, the president was, where? He was in Mombasa,
on the coast, yeah.
And he still say that there are no extrajudicial killings. Mm. So, Iki tu, what do you think? Like,
sini mana tunasema to try fix kwa sababu sisi tunajua iko ziko. Tunajua there's a comrade who left. There's a comrade who left this recent protest has been found in city.
Then Thursday.
Yeah, juicy. That has showed up in city and the thing they're saying is geo mob justice. You know those kinds of things.
Yeah, I know.
They're very heartbreaking. And now you feel like now people are chesa in kamari with people's lives. People are showing up in different clothes than what they went out with. Those kinds of things. So no tunasema basi kama imekataa we'll fix it for you.
Yeah.
Because saizi we're the ones who are playing police, we're the ones who are bringing evidence, we're the ones who are burying people, taking people to hospital, taking care of it's just a lot. So tumesema haya juu imewashinda. Haya, now let's do it collectively. Let us rethink the entire system.
Yeah, cause you know kitu funny, like I think it was on Citizen.
Yeah.
Walikuwa nasema the bodies are being booked for accidents.
Yeah.
Alafu I saw Hanifa say that there are like 50 unidentified bodies.
In city.
Yes. And then the president still stands and says hakuna nini extrajudicial.
So maybe killings. Maybe yeah, jui kwa sababu anapata bogus intelligence.
But it's the age but of it's internet. The thing.
Yeah, that's what we are saying. He should do better. Then hire a better team for intelligence. So I can't excuse ignorance in Gava because he has again he said he has all the machinery. He could shut down the internet. So if he can shut it down, it means he can get anything he wants from in there because he can hire the best expert, he can hire the best whatever. Yeah. So I don't excuse ignorance in Gava.
Alafu hii cabinet yake umeonaje?
Hii cabinet negasia kuna cabinet hapa. That's what I'm saying. They think they figured it out because they're playing opposite, they're playing ile politics ya kitambo.
Yes.
Wanafikiria ni kama and that's why you even see billboards on peace. You want peace, not war. And the country is not at war.
Yeah.
Watu wanasema tu, just do the right thing. Tutaki tu mkuewezi, atutaki mfanya nini, atutaki hata your seat. Wangekuwa wanafanya kitu, this would not have happened. If they had not shoved 23-24 finance bill, because the shock effects are still here. Then wanataka kuongeza hii, they think that it's about political factions. And that's why I think they get it wrong kabisa. Because we said dissolve, do not reshuffle. Because there's people who are clean. People who don't have graft cases. People who've never been implicated in stealing or murder or whatnot. That proper technocrats who are not in the cabinet.
People who also not been accused of selling drugs.
Yes.
Being drug
clean eh, clean people. So tukika hivi tuko tu like, eh, clearly there's no goodwill over here. Yeah. There's no absolutely no goodwill. So I don't have any. We hope that the legislative class is going to take care of this. But if we know they won't.
Wale, see, they've already started going through those
trails.
Campaigns.
Yes, imerudi.
Kuria Kimani, his name is Kuria Kimani. He hired some boda bodas.
Yes, wakamrudisha na akasema ile kitu ya mwiki. Kama kuna mtu alifanya nimemsamehe. Again, because people are languishing in poverty and you throw a few notes, people are going to take it. So, I think this, if they still keep on politicking, wanacheza mazena youth.
Yeah.
Maju youth wakona very low opportunity cost. Watajionea tu.
Yeah, because hapo ni nini. Alafu kosa, because nikuwa nataka tubongejia like education ya some of these CSs. Afrika ni remind, kuna kitu siku kuuliza.
Yeah.
So Maranda ulienda kutoka na which grade?
I got an A minus. Nilianguka math na CRE. Nilipata math? B math na nilipata B plus CRE. Siku hiyo tulikuwa tunafanya math both days because it was one of my best subjects in primary school, but through high school I started flunking. Both days when we need, I just panicked a good one and I was very sick.
Okay.
Yosiku nilikuwa mazi tricky nilijua tu akwisha.
Math has always been the easiest subject for me. So you silikume sana because you have a very high grade, but getting a course without math nakuwa hard ama?
No, it was easy. It was easy because I got an A minor for like what, 79 or 80. So it was fairly, ulikuwa na cut off, ungefanya vitu. Kulikuwa na access, hapo hivyo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, kusiyo nini. Alafu pia kuna kitu school, Lisa, you said that at Alliance kulikuwa na school cell.
Yeah.
So what do you mean by this?
Hiyo ilikuwa place fulani yenye tu hata si watu wengi walienda. Kwa nini wale warui wa warui kwa place tu hapo when I comes to do my potatoes or nini, it's like a proper looking like mabati structure yenye kuna tu grills alafu una seti hapo una gadiwa na wochi. So mimi nilikaa hapo.
For how long?
For a night.
Yeah. Kuna bed at least.
Zii mazee ulikuwa unakaa hapo ili kwa eh. Proper is proper.
Part of things that child abuse.
Yeah, kabisa. Okay. Part of things that might need to be fixed.
Mimi nimeshtuka sana jo na alliance. Damn. Alafu now cause the story imekuwa some of these CSs their education is questionable. To be specific, Joho. Education yake ni questionable, but you also reminded me something that you said that I found to be super interesting. Okay, for the record, tunajua so nani Joho amejitetea akasema
alipata degrees
but he has 2 degrees.
Yeah,
good for him.
Yeah,
but kuna kitu moja ulisema Kenya su push book smart sana more than street smart.
Yeah,
and then ukasema like if someone is street smart they can figure out the books. You know Joho is books is street smart.
Yeah,
and so do you think he can figure it out? Because mining is such a powerful docket.
But if you think about it,
and
that's why we're saying this system has to be overhauled. As it is right now, he might, because he has the money and influence. So he might say, this mine over here is mine, or whoever controls it, Toka.
Yeah.
But in the system which we are hoping for, is people who have the best interest of the country at heart are the people who are going to run them. But right now, bro, hata mimi naweza kuwa prime cabinet secretary. This system that's working the way it is, I can be anything. But what we are saying for the Kenya we are pushing for, let the most qualified people do the things which they are most qualified for. Tunataka if you're a usipate daktari ni manager wa hospitali, kwa nini?
Yeah.
Patia mtu mwenye amesoma hiyo, you know, public finance and management and finance.
Yes.
Then what you do for the doctors is you pay them better. So usirushe pastor ati pastor and a head shule.
What
do you know about head of surgery, but watch a management. What mambo ya steamer
watch
your
steamer.
You know, like those kinds of things. In the Kenya we're trying to imagine is a Kenya where people will work in merit. If you're in management, you'll do the right thing. But also with proven track record of leadership and the best goodwill of the interest of the country at heart. But also be a place where all of us, you know, have equal opportunity and where you systems work such that they're not dependent on the integrity or character of one individual. They work just because systems work.
Because I think you know inakuwaga shida na hii country. Like no one has the country's best interest.
Yes.
They like comparing us to Singapore. I don't know if you saw, kuna mtu alishare a video of a Singapore leader talking.
Yes.
And he said, according to him, before you become a politician, you have to look in the mirror and ask yourself, am I honest?
Right.
And then he said, if you're not honest, you should not become a politician.
Yeah.
Politics in Kenya are some of the most dishonest motherfuckers you'll ever meet anywhere.
Yeah.
So how is this mama then as a president and tell us you're comparing us to Singapore? Because these are two countries that are coming from very different backgrounds.
Yeah. Same way
as the Japanese sort of politics.
Yes.
Japan has, wanaitwa nini? Yakuza, those are criminals. But if you come to their politics, inakuwa politics of honesty. I remember there's a time where kulikuwa na this story that nuclear ilikuwa imeleak. I think from, was it the Tokos something?
Yeah.
There's a nuclear plant.
Yeah.
And one of the political leaders of Japan went there without a mask and without any gear.
Yes.
Just to show
people
that it's safe.
Yes.
Do you think a Moses Kuria would do that?
Yeah, bro. Huku ikisemekana imeleak kwanza toka tuko inji. Inamaanisha ilianza kuleak last week. Whistleblower ndio amesema sahi.
So unaona hiyo nini hiyo, do you see us getting there? Because I'm still worried. This the crowds I'm seeing are making me worried, because I feel like people are so easily fooled.
It's very true. But if we get like from the young people I've met, if we make it into the legislative chamber, this country is gonna change. Like, and I'm saying this without fear of contradiction. The people I've marched with on the streets, how smart they are, how committed to changing their communities, because I've met people who are changing. Hao ni watu wanafanyia communities kazi. Hakuna ati sijui wametokea tu out of nowhere. Yeah, but of course, as you've said, crowds are easily fooled. Mm. But then that's why the overhaul needs to happen. Na tuingia time, but we're still off of this high before we now recline back to our tribal allegiances and those kinds of things. Yeah.
Because pia swali lingine itakuwa ni if we are to now start mobilizing politically.
Yeah.
Don't you think it's too close to the election? Like, I feel like kama tujaanza saa hizi kuipata itakuwa hard. Because remember Ruto, I always give the example of Ruto. Ruto alipanda juu ya gari in 2013.
Yeah.
So he'd been campaigning for 10 years before he became president. Mm. So if you want to dent this guy, like who dent him right now? Like, just tell me, who do you think would run against this guy and win? Because there's no one on top of a car. Politically.
You don't have to be on top of a car the way I see it, where it's at. If we went for an election next week, he would really struggle, bana.
But against two, because kumbuka sisi tuko na ujinga, hatutaki, number one, we are saying we don't want leaders. So anyone of us shows up, tutamgonga nyundo arudi chini. Number two, tunasema we want leaders we've never heard of before. And that's going to be really hard to sell in that remote village. And you need that remote village.
Is that up on the inatoka?
Yeah, yeah. So?
Eh, hey, kuna wasaneza mrarua.
Ama hata mimi mwenyewe naweza kuuliza, if a leader who's run before shows up and it's them against Ruto, what's happening that day? Are you staying at home or are you voting for that guy, the other guy? Because remember, the other guy has never been president.
A guy like who? Like Kalonzo?
Yeah, Kalonzo.
Or Martha.
Martha Karua. Who else could I think of?
Raila.
I think Raila's run is gone. Yeah. Yes, I think
she does well.
Kansa yote ya nini? Ameenda
na wamemrushia.
Kansa yote ya Kenya Kwanza. That's why wamempatia finance. Because they know finance is fucked up. So yeah, I was thinking of Kalonzo, Martha Karua.
But you know, those are old guards. Nane feeling kama, mi hata sitaki kufikiria wasi.
Yeah.
Mi hata nafikiria.
Mi hata toka wapi?
Hata mi naweza mrarua.
Uwa mwingine natoka wapi?
Hata mi naweza rarua Ruto tukienda elections next week.
But hawa jinga atakupea. Na bayo ya jinga na mid-average Kenyan. Wa Kenyan kwangu wagani wa jinga. Because how this fight became a fight against Hanifa and Boniface Mwangi and even you has never made sense
but to me. But siasa ni ground. Unaingia. Kenya unaenda una convinced unafanya groundwork yako pia. So I believe just even if we were to do it, ukipiga tu ground vizuri. The way it is right now. Yeah, and as a struck, they are good leaders, bro. Na wase wako na grao. Huko nje. Mimi nimeona vijana hata tuongee tu bunge. My MPs chapa vijana wenye sahi wako kwa grao. And that's why I'm saying, like, right now, you know, them, they might have the thing of money.
Yes.
But if we think about it in terms of that kind of thing, there's people. There's people who could. I totally believe this. I don't want to speak for them. Watch out, mini yonge for the person I can account for. Tukiingia ground hivi.
Okay.
Tukipatia time, naweza mrarua.
Yeah, and nini, things that you'd change if you are either in parliament ama ungekuwa nini? What's the one of the first things you change?
Sort of education.
Because Musema, like, one of the easiest ministries for me would be the ministry for youth.
Yes.
Cultural affairs and social
economy. Yes.
Our creative
economy. I'm joking, agenda, guys.
Creative education. Economy. Yeah, Murkomen.
Yes.
Because Musemaga Murkomen, don't even lose sleep.
Yeah.
First thing, cheaper internet.
Yes.
Then fuck off.
Yeah.
People will figure it out.
Yeah.
Internet is so
powerful. What a sort of key to.
But these people want to start G, whatever, like, So he already started a football tournament. Like, what the fuck is the football tournament about?
You get watu wanapanganga peke yao. If you leave people unsupervised, wataenda ligi ndogo.
Just give us fast internet. Fuck off.
Yeah.
Like, saizi anafaa kwa watu wana have meetings with the CEO wa Safaricom.
Yes.
Na CEO wa
Starlink wa sort hizi vitu waseme.
Starlink huko. Story question, how do we push down the price of internet?
Absolutely.
And fuck.
But now for me, what I would need is that we have a social conscience. I would change education, probably replace religious studies, just with start teaching critical thinking mapema.
Okay.
Teach ethics and justice mapema. Remove whatever this course curriculum we have for history. Teach history as it is, so we know where we're coming from and now where we're going. Make education free and affordable.
Because when you remind, something you say that Kenya organ, the education of retention, it's all about retaining information.
Yeah, that's all. That's all that's rewarded, apana. All you just need is regurgitate. Yeah, so shika tu alafu wendo itame kwa paper, then they will call you smart. Yeah, so now you're susceptible to a lot of propaganda and misinformation. Yeah.
Because critical thinking is very important.
Kabisa.
Like, and this is the interesting thing. Do you know that what you've just said has lost you like 10,000 votes?
Oh, for sure.
Tell Kenyans that you're going to abolish religious education, they get mad. And I always tell, I always say, do you know that your great, great grandfather did not believe in any of the religions that you believe in?
Yeah.
And you believe that that person went to hell? And this is where critical thinking comes in.
Yeah.
Like, I always look at Christianity and I'm like, this thing has been here for, let's say, 2,000 years. If it took 1,900 years for an all-powerful God to make the information reach your great-great-grandfather, then it should take 1,900 years for you to accept that, you know, like, I'm Kenya evil. So we need critical thinking.
That ethics and justice bring those units. And even it's not necessarily that you abolish, not give it as much prevalence
as it is right now.
It's like we are a theocracy. And again, this is also Moi politics, because remember, the politicians had no voice. The only place they would speak is in churches and funerals. Yes, that's the only place where you could speak as a politician. So we've over glorified. And the man who can occupy, ili occupy churches, mobili ya kifanyo kitu, inakuwa. It's a different kind of ball game.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's, I mean, sort out education, sort out that Ministry of Culture, have more people creating the creative economy, keep it going. Then that creates at a single focus. I think if I were to do it in a term, I would not focus on the externals.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Kisha first of all, what your audience debt, shika majama, city kwa jela, chukua yo pesa, slap those Bretton Woods organizations, kwendeni uko. Of course they'll try to assassinate you as a person. But in one term, una ensure mazee umeduyo kitu unakafunga kwa umeenda. And you just hope that, again, when you're running advertisements, it's advertisements that communicate the collective conscience we want for the Kenya we want. Hizo ndio, achana na hizi ads, sijui ati umelaunch, Z, unaka hivi ukirun ad, mpaka unashanga, proud to be a Kenyan.
Yes.
Restore that patriotism. Those are the kind of ads I would run as a government.
Ulicheki, hii time kulikuwa na controversy. What's his name? Mr. Beast came to Kenya.
Yes, akajenga
52 boroughs. No press conference.
Yes.
The president of the Republic of Kenya.
Yes.
Travels to go and commission one port. I'm even calling it a
port. Damn, kakitu.
A borehole. Like, does this make sense?
Wanacheza tu, wanacheza politics.
Like, Mr. Beast is doing more.
Yeah.
For Kenya than wewe.
Yes.
And you have all the power.
You know. So that that part of it also just ensure maybe more progressively president, as it were, maybe a political person, as it were, may capture legislation. Proper separation of powers.
I think if you love the country enough, you'd let the legislature be free.
Yes.
You tell them, like, if it's great ideas, support.
You want them to act in the ideas, best country. Interest of the country.
Let's nini.
Yeah.
Kuna kuna great ideas. But here, Kenya inakuaga like any idea. Because another thing that I always say that I'd change in this country.
Yeah.
Ni I'd try and study India.
Right.
The Indian economy right now is one of the fastest growing. I think isha pita Britain ki come to GDP. If I'm not
Of course, lazima wakua mepita. Wakua mepita Britain kwa sababu.
And you know how they did it? Part of it was medicine. A lot of Kenyans tukiwa wagonjwa. Where do we go?
India.
Have you ever asked yourself, and this one I always pose it as a challenge to these governors, why is there no hospital in Kenya that is above the rest? It come to public.
Yeah,
it come to private.
Yes,
kuna debate katikati ya
for
Aga
cancer,
Khan versus,
this, for Nini, this, yeah.
Yes, Aga Khan versus Nairobi hospital. We can say, but still, even with those hospitals, hakuna ile moja ilo kienda, unakuwaga like hapa, every doctor is going to act the way they're supposed to act.
Right, right.
It's always going to be that tired doctor who is. But kwa nini hakuna one public hospital in any county? And this, what this would do is, it would bring local tourism.
Yes.
Ile, people move from this
Kisumu
county.
Kisumu tunaenda Kitale for specialized treatment.
For special treatment.
Yes.
And you create an economy.
Absolutely.
And what you do is, in the process, like, what if we had buses that is napeleka asi from hapa to hapa.
Yeah.
What if we had some, let's another open bus kama hizi za kina London,
mm.
Yeah? Land Kisumu inakupeleka around.
Right.
There are so many opportunities that can come from easy ideas.
But this is serial accumulators.
Yeah.
All I want to do is need for my own. Mm. That's the thing. But also, we have a middle class problem where you privatize public problems.
Yes.
So aita develop kwa sababu utapeleka nyanyako Aga Khan. Hapana, lazima ikuwe Kenyatta and we demand accountability for that Kenyatta hospital. Ndio tuingia hadi ma dispensary.
Yeah.
The people were, I wouldn't study India necessarily for health.
Mm.
Cuba.
Mm.
Cuba figured out health.
Yes.
Hawa si madaktari dunia yote wanaenangu training wa Cuba.
Yeah. Nishaibu ngajwe Cuba and diabetes.
Yes.
One injection every 5 years.
Yeah. So it's tricky. So if we do those kinds of things, but of course, the powers that be and the people we are simping, because we are serial accumulators, if you're promised 1 trillion, eh, bro, unaweza uza watu mbaya.
Yeah,
but sasa unakaa hivi chini, and that's why you sit down and you say, we want to change this country, we want to change the whole thing. And I say, mama, we'll do whatever it takes. And what you do exactly whatever it takes.
Let me bring up Cuba. What happened to the Cuban doctors while I was in Kenya?
And I really didn't follow up on that because I also was nilikuwa like, kwa nini munapatia wa say your chance instead of me?
Because kitu funny ni, the fact that I knew about Cuban doctors, when I had specifically Cuban doctors, I wanted them in, not because of anything, but
because of that level of training.
The level of training, the level of professionalism. Because najua pia, being in a communist system, they're not allowed to fuck up.
Yeah.
Kenyan doctors are allowed to fuck up.
Yeah.
Majuzi, I had certainly gone any fan, a very big support of the show, and it was Evans Njogu.
Yeah.
And he was telling us of how his mom was diagnosed with cancer.
Mm.
Was it on May 13th?
Yeah.
And by June 23rd, she was dead. June 24th. And all this time she'd been seeing doctors.
Mm.
But because doctors in Kenya are allowed to get away with
biashara,
it.
Biashara tu.
Wachiki.
Yeah.
So when I had the Cuban doctors, I was like, eh, because Cuba, watu wajui juu yake, there's free medical care. There's so much good medicine.
Yes.
That, shesikia ganini, there's a joke I always make that if you hear that your girl is cheating on you with a Cuban man, start crying.
Yes.
Shesikia gale story, like the one of the most surgeries done in Cuba ni penile.
Penile mazel. Eish, kwisha, ujua wa Rudy.
Because that's how much they figured out when medicine. They yes.
Wasone
like,
nagatulio,
like, eni ongeza.
Niongeza hii kitu.
Yeah.
Give me more inches.
Yes.
You know.
Sisi hapa, ata saizi usikia Kenya kuna penile. And utayana.
Ah, wezi bana.
Doctor anese inapale kufanya uanze kupina razi.
Wacha ni baki na hii 0.5 inches ya. Yeah.
So it's interesting umetaja Cuba.
Yeah,
so yes,
yeah.
Medicine.
Yes.
I feel like one county, the one county that figures it out is going to have Kenyans flocking there.
Kabisa.
That means the hotel suko zitaja. Alafu apart from that, Tanzanians, yes. Ugandans, the Rwandese.
That's, but we never, tuyonangi hivo. Si tunataka tutakula nini leo. Eh, kila mtu anataka kuloot hapa. How much can I loot?
Because me, this would be like, unendo na whisper kwa msi, wa hotels. Sasa, if you're a corrupt person,
yes.
And you want to do it the right way,
yes.
Basi. Because even major Americans are corrupt. Eh?
Wait, sana, wanazitanga tu gerrymandering, lobbying. But yes very, 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 very corrupt.
So this is, I'm going to build the best hospital in East Africa.
Yes,
itakuja hapa. We're going to need hotels.
Yes.
So now all of a sudden,
yes.
I'm building a hotel.
Yes.
Before, ata. Then eventually, nikibuildi hosi for public interest.
Oops.
The average person who's getting service would care that I have a hotel that random strangers, not government business.
Yes.
It's some random Rwandese has come to sleep in my hotel. Why? Because his relative is getting treated in my hospital.
Yeah.
But this assholes would rather take away from the public.
Yote, wajenge hotel hapo ikae hapo.
Iko empty. Because sasa hotel pia.
Right. Money is not flowing enough for them to live in those hotels. Yeah. So, yeah.
So kuna hizo ideas. Mm. Which simple idea would you execute as a governor? Because to me inakuwaga hiyo. Medicine. Hospitals.
Water and garbage collection.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm. That is a hot mess. Mm. Nairobi has an artificial water problem. Mm. We don't have a proper water problem.
Yeah.
Tengeneza hiyo, sort of drainage. Inamanisha the lives of the people in the informal settlements. Itakuwa higher. If I sort out garbage for them, ugh, man, I don't see fikiria kuna.
Do you see him coming back?
Because Nairobi being Nairobi
governor has
Nairobi,
ever run for 2 terms.
Nairobi being Nairobi.
Has ever won 2 terms.
Nairobi being Nairobi.
Mm.
What was he for? Change akili? Bro, But he's messed up. Remember, throughout this whole process, the only thing he came back to say is, remember, tulikuwa Malindi, tulikuwa Diani, tulikuwa Kosto, tulikuwa tunafunga books, alafu sasa tukakam, alafu amepotea, hajasema anything else to provide support for those guys for quarry. It's a full shit show.
Jiulize.
Yeah.
You're the Nairobi governor.
Mm.
Unaenda Malindi kufanya
nini? Unaenda kudunia nini?
Unafaa kuambia watu Nairobi.
Tuko pahali hapa.
Everything up, is here.
Hapa unaonyesha, look at this, there's a hideaway, guys, that you guys don't know, iko hapa. Look at what we've done with 0.4 acres. Look at this. But hakuna watu wanataka ngaka. Eh, hey, utakula pesa aje?
Eh, kuna nini? Na hii history nyingine pia, like according to wewe, do you feel it's actually true that he's paid Raila for him to stay as governor? Because inasemekanaga the whatever is ODM majority, the MCS, why is he still governor considering he's not popular on the ground right now? And ODM wako na majority ya kumtoa. Kwa nini nafikiria je iko impeached?
Because legislators are lazy na hata wako na uchafu. Yeah, that MCA level utapata wako so corrupt that hata yeye akona staff hanging over their heads. Okay, like, what do you mean? It's either or. So it's hakuna msemi safi hapo. Oja impichana, I don't even think, I think that's too complicated. Wote tu ni wachafu. That hakuna enough people with quorum that don't have sijui something that being needed against them. But if that's what they're doing, wanacheza tu siasa.
Yeah. Kusikuna kitu, pia nilifind ulisema interesting sana ile, like tunani kutoka from the politics of respectability. Where we just respect someone.
Yeah, because they're someone.
Yeah. It's bullshit.
Mm.
And then, of course, history, personality, politics.
Yes.
But even more profound thing that you said was, tukimalizia, na hivile uli describe, I don't know, was it you who described history at the Luo community? Where you find that it's one person who's successful
about
your farming.
Yes, because we're fishing.
That thing was nini? Unaweza explain yasi hiyo kitu? Because I was like, shit! Nilikuwa nakusikiza nikiwa kwa club karibu na mbiyo mseshukisha. Zile za nani, anaitwa nani? Oguda.
Hey.
Nishukisha hapa.
There, I want to see where the violence is.
Because if you see, that was really good.
Yeah, if you think about it, tribally, the people who farm, what when you were on a lima, wanajua, there's seasons.
Yeah.
The seasons that the farming takes this long, and this is how, after how long we expect harvest, and this is what the granaries look like. So they don't play around with whatever it is.
Yeah.
And you'd find mostly those are guys from the highlands and But us River Lake Nilots, our main activity, of course, we started farming very recently.
Yeah.
Our main activity is fishing. Fishing ni capture harvest.
Yes.
Na ingianga pale ndani, tashika hizo vitu, alafu natoka nazo nje.
Yeah.
So I know that I will always go and nini pick and come. Maybe think about even investment wise.
Yes.
Wajaka watuna, we're not known to be the best investors. Tunaishingi very in the moment because we know we'll find it tomorrow. If you think about it, it's a thing that's permeated even into our psyche, where kama firstborn na dupo, also because we're very generous as well. Firstborn na kidupo, wasi wengine wanajua wote, hey, try educate you anawi, so we come and pluck, come and pluck, come and pluck. That aspect of time, and respecting the process kabisa, I think has also translated, I don't know how true it is, but that's just my analysis, has translated also in the way we think about it socially, in our social conscience. That's how I see it. That
I found that to be nini, because we need to capture harvest.
Because unajua tu naipata hapa saizi. Uwezi panda fish. Fish inakuanga tu hapo ndani. Unajua tu nikienda pale nitapata hiyo samaki. But kuna unsi lazima alime.
Because I think yet you capture harvest ndio ilikam ikatupatia baba. We knew there's always going to be this one guy.
Yes, na tutaenda tutatua leadership kwa the royal family.
We get from this one guy. Yes, and in the process, he might have started out as good for the community. But he ended up bad for the community. Because, like, even right now, the fact that I'm a joint gava, inamaanisha he's legalized corruption, legalized incompetence, legalized. And he afo amepatia Ruto a very high chance of a second term. Because me, I felt like Ruto was a one-term president for very long. Right now, if you ask me, I'm 50-50. Because of nini. But, the politics, you need to, the capture harvest.
You're like, forming nini around a cult. But to be fair, I can't take it away from Raila Odinga. He's also pulled his weight.
Yeah,
at,
yeah, yeah.
At
I
his
know,
age, at early disagree. He was very, very. He's done his thing. But also, can we have many people? Let's not organize around a cult.
Yes.
And you people feel disappointed because of size. Kuna watu wakuvote ya Raila. Kwa like, oh, Raila has disappointed us. But so if you think about it, if it were many people, just the way we are saying for this movement, the advantages, we're meant to betray, kwenda huko, dogi wewe, and then you move on as though he's nothing.
Yeah.
Ideally, that's how, Osama. That's how it's
Osama sharudishwa kweli. Am I still on the outside?
Miss Dre, if there's one thing I've said, I won't participate in these things because you know the thing about the internet?
Yeah.
That glory, they'll give it to you, but also be ready when they come for it. Yeah, and you've seen it with people, kabisa, may I land it down, I was like, I don't focus on people. For me, is ideology. Yeah.
Another day, Malish Tulio. What was her name? Remember the girl who came out. She was like, "Baba, stay at home."
Yes, Anita.
She's called Anita.
Yes.
People went for her, but she disappeared. What, I don't even know where she is.
Where I'm like, again.
And there was nothing.
That's the thing which I'm here to. I feel like is kind of wrong with how we approach things. Nimtoi.
Yes.
Anita is early 20s. If you shove a camera into this person's face and ask them what's next for the country, you're giving them the idea that people don't know.
Yeah.
And they will clamor. The true story is they didn't even try to form that party. It was one person, it was a video. Like, I know them because they're my friends personally. But in my head, I'm like, ata ukiwa first year, mtu angekuuliza kitu kama unge register party kesho. So we have
nothing wrong with them registering.
That's what I was saying. If we are truly fighting for a true democracy, wacha waunde tuseme hapana ipatie yenu ni ya ujinga, wacha si tuunde yetu tutengeneze. But no, nobody wants to take initiative. Such that if you see people taking initiative, you feel threatened. You feel threatened in your mediocrity and you're not even doing anything.
You've been paid.
Kabisa. Wacha ikae. Easy stories. Au kizisikia utachizi. So I never pay mind to any of those, and I reach out to those people. I'm like, please don't give up. Don't listen to the public that does not care, one, for your wellness, for your life, but also for theirs. Wakotuapo for the rage bait. Yeah, a lot of them is, but because if you've been on the ground, watu kwa grao wanatambua watu wamekuwa kwa grao kabisa, and the camaraderie and the unity that's on the ground. Si easy vita watu wanapigana online, but on the ground, when those people lob the tear gas, people take care of each other. So
cause kuna kwa zile accusations that I normally see online, cause that's why nimekuwa nikisema Twitter will play if we end up if you go back to the old politics. I'm going to blame Twitter. And cause I feel like Twitter is the one place where people on the same side will fight you. Paku ushindwe, like, are we fighting the government?
It's the only place where you have to be reminded who the enemy is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, Twitter, like, unapataga, like, watu wana attack Boni. Okay, unasema melipua. Who will pay you to stand? Simama hapa ni kupige tear gas. Remember that time?
Yes.
Because
shoot you wange, up close. Yes. Kabisa.
That thing could have blown up in his face.
Kabisa.
It could have what? Ilibidi ende hosi. Unasema alilipwa.
Nani angelipa hiyo bill?
Nani angelipa hiyo bill? Afu unasema the same way the president anasema Ford Foundation imelipa watu. Wapi?
But imelipa gava yake. Nani aliorganize climate summit ya last year? Independent journalism, watu watu walikuwa wanataka kuattack namu. Without funding uta cover aje one of the biggest Pandora papers ingetoka wapi? So people bring down and Boni once told me this one time after that concert when I was still being dragged. Kamuliza, Boni, how do you deal with hate? Kaniambia a beautiful saying in Kikuyu that translates into the tree that has most fruit is the one that gets thrown out the most stones.
Okay.
Akaniambia ato kienda home leo. You've seen how successful this concert was. Utapata kuna mtu anahit on a concert. And it's still even happening.
Kitu ilikuwa funny. And with this the person I even want to invite him for a second time so that we can argue on camera. Because msa alihit on your concert ilikuwa Gaido. So Gaido was saying these celebs have been paid. And I was there like, maybe Gaido still thinks these celebrities were Kenya are paid 100,000.
You know.
These motherfuckers, some of them are paid over 1 million, 2 million a concert. They showed up there for free. They are paid so much money. There's a celebrity who came here. Akatupatia story of how he's invited for weddings. And asha invited wagwa wedding. Akalipua, alikuwa nafaa kulipua, was it $15,000? He ended up being given $20,000.
Yeah.
Na alilipua ati 20,000 because he was asked to cut short
his performance. Yes, because it's an inconvenience.
So since Wali feel like they respect him so much and they felt like he was offended, they added him more money.
Right.
Alafu unaniambia, watu, so when you're fighting these celebrities and they're like, oh shit, we've lost,
tumepoteza hiyo plot kama eh hey, yeah, kwa sawa anacheka kukumbuka pia bloggers wa gava wako hapo to yeah. hype that thing.
But yes, kama nani, mtai, mtai yeah. has been enjoying that.
Now that's what me have said, but I preserve my insults for government bloggers and racists.
Yeah.
Kwa hizo, mimi nikaa kuna mtu sita bembeleza. If I see a government blogger like this looking for our attention, nitakanyaga.
Because, hey, mtai, mtai has fun with this. Because mtai nakumbuka, like, when you find, still, I'll go back to Guy though. Someone
yeah.
I respect.
Yeah, someone. Yeah.
He's attacking Hanifa. You find mtai there.
Yes. Utawapata so wote tu.
Vile mtai ni government damu.
Yes.
Unam... if you're on the same side with him,
yes,
it needs to show you you're doing something wrong.
Yes.
But
so, I mean, that infighting, week one, week two after I was dragged, I was like, now I'm clear about what it is that I want to do. If people catch up with it later, let them catch up with it later. But I am not bowing down to any... because also YouTube Twitter is driven by rage. So there's a lot of rage. Who's going to break down? Who's going to break the most disappointing news first? That's why unapata watu na rush to announce the grotesque things. But I mean, if you're clear in your head and in your heart, you're doing the right thing. And the people I've met, these people are so clear. These people are so... committed to their vision. These people are, it's unshakable. That's where I'm at. Yeah.
Okay, because mainly Lisema, I was on record. I think I even told you before.
Yeah.
I told you when I was asked, I was as it kunongepa na kina Rapture.
Yeah.
And I said I felt like the Gen Z movement needs some leaders. And the leader that I put is not a Gen Z.
Yeah.
Because niwe Kaboni.
Yeah.
Lakini kasema pia na kutaka hapo. Nataka Hanifa. I said who else? Americks,
funny right.
enough. Who else? Gaido.
Oh, that's where I saw fights. The tweet come from, because I didn't see that episode. Oh, yes. Okay, yeah,
Gaido Pia.
Yeah.
Even as much as he fights your fight, I'm like, this guy at some point he'll have to stop this bullshit. And no, we are all on the same side. He might not like someone on a personal level. Because if you have evidence this person has been paid,
clicks.
When kuna time, I always give one example ya Boni. There's a time when Boni went on camera, alafu he called Mama Ngina a thief. And I was there thinking, this guy.
Yes.
Atafika aje home.
Yes. Toto boaje.
And he still maintains na hiyo mpaka leo.
Yeah.
So Uhuru atakulipa kutuka na mamake. How does that make
sense? Yeah. So, you know, people keep on saying that, but a narrative has to be driven.
Yeah.
Lazima watu drive narrative. People have to be nini. But I wouldn't bundle people, because I would say organize with the people you trust.
Yeah.
Organize
yeah.
with the people you only need with. So yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah. Kila mtu ende. Leadership.
Yeah.
I was saying, so hiyo pia masita rusu nikamweka hapo wa Wanjira. Neza msiti hapo. Because we need to start.
Yeah.
And we need to start now. I feel like if you are starting in 2027, I think even, that's the same thing ile nani alisema. Kibe.
Yeah.
Alisema in different words. But if you start in 2027, we are losing to these people.
Yeah.
We need to start early enough. We need to start teaching people that this is not about your tribe.
Yeah.
When Murkomen wears Gucci shoes,
yes.
if your kid has no shoes,
yes.
your kid still has no shoes.
Yes, absolutely.
When the president wears a belt worth 800,000 shillings, kama wewe umeshikilia belt yako na nini trouser, it's cause so you can't, but
it's true, but I think that's still going on. I can't discount the fact that there's a lot of things happening, but also you can't go too far in the future. I'm sure tuone vile nane nane itaenda, then pole pole, week at a time, because remember civic education is still happening. And I think if there's one thing I believe in my heart, there's going to be a new crop of leaders that's coming. Bro, I've seen them.
Okay.
I have met them. I see how they organize. I see how people are moving online. We're in for such a good leadership treat. If all of us just stay true to the things that we're saying, we're in for such an amazing treat for in terms of leadership. Yeah. Okay.
After for the voter, you get the leaders.
Tafadhali.
Yeah. So, Buddha John, meshukuru sana.
Asante for having me.
Unanga nilikuambia, nikuwa nimebonga na kasmo, lakaniambia, akuantaka kudu interview then, ende pale, nikamambia.
Kasama hii ukikuja. Kwa
nini nakuwa gata?
Unaka chini, unaka. And truly.
Mechapa 3 hours.
Wait, no way.
I think this is the longest to shajapa.
Are you serious?
Yeah, tumechapa 3 hours.
Man.
Shukran.
Asante. Sana. Thank you for
good
having
luck.
Me.
Good luck. Mini kikuwa na ukiran for... hii place ni tuwa ni Langata, jua kurangu kona. Yeah, because I don't know, ni kwa nimesahau kuuliza hii. Sometimes when I see you talking, I feel like one of your biggest influences ni Fred Hampton. Is there any truth in that?
No, for sure, yes. Na nasikiza watu wengi sana. But a lot of it, I would say, is it, I can't pin it to one person.
Yeah, because he was also young.
Yes, yes.
Okay,
yes,
younger,
yes.
But still, he was young.
Yeah.
Alafu ile yako, you can't kill it. You can kill the revolutionary, but you can't kill the revolution.
For sure.
Yeah. When you say that, I was like, friend.
Yes. But for sure. Kabisa, kabisa.
Okay.
Bits and pieces. Mm. Because also you have to find people who went before you, who said wise things. Yeah. And also just develop whatever it is your politic is. Okay. And then now you find flowery words for it. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, but good luck.
Asante.
Kiran for seat. Kaya ni kwa nini fanumsa Kiran. But ye kura, usianze ujingati. Kumbe all along you wanted to be... Leaders have to step up.
Hakuna cha kumbe all along. And I've never been apologetic about this.
Yeah.
After 2022, I said I will be in politics.
Yeah.
After school, I said I would be in politics. Mm. Just now, I don't think the politics is the main agenda.
Yeah.
But if there's anything that I'm certain is I will toss myself into the political arena. Hakuna, like, niko unapologetic about it.
Kitu fani na mimi, mwafusikuzi wana kiburi. Ikitu waso wana do ni politics. Hizi protests zote ni politics. Janganye si politics. Ni politics. Sijui kwa niona kubebi... It's politics and it's important. We need to move away from the politics of bullshit.
The politics of change, yes.
Hii kuanaunsa kina Joe. Ambadi, Opio Wandayi,
watu hii kupatikana kwa swamps,
kurudisha,
kwa
mdedi, kurudisha, that's the politics.
Hizo ndo kitu inafanyika sahi. Yes. So you choose, is this what you want or not? And if not, we do something about it.
Because this politics normalized poverty.
Yeah.
That's why someone can come up with hustlers versus...
Dynasty, bana.
That's why someone can come up with telling you that having an iPhone and eating KFC...
Is a sin.
Yeah. And it's something that should be looked down upon and frowned upon, because they want you to normal. They've normalized poverty. This is the funny thing. That's why Musa Maga, the campaign, I'm saying, Raila. I think that's why he even missed out on the president. He was always poor.
Mm.
The people who've normalized poverty
branded
him as the lord of poverty and the lord of violence. Mm. And because this, you mtu akishaanza kukuambia atakupatia wheelbarrow. Do you know how much work you have to do for you to yield wealth?
Right.
What would it take for you to create wealth with a wheelbarrow?
Right. Hey, very early mornings.
Yeah, like the very most. Which business can you do with a wheelbarrow?
Unless
you're, wealth?
Unless una, ah, I know. Shipping money from offices.
Yes.
You unaweza kupatia do mob sana. Pia tusiongele wheelbarrow vibaya.
Yeah.
Unaweza umoka na wheelbarrow.
Sawa, jo. Na tunamaliza hiyo. Umoka na wheelbarrow.
Umoka na wheelbarrow. God damn it.
Tukimaliza ni episode 337. Tukisema, Eka Nene.
Eka Nene.